Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. At the very top here, I want you to know that this message swims upstream of everything we see taking place in our day and in churches that preach a gospel of love and kindness and tolerance and acceptance, a gospel that is devoid of sin and responsibility. The message today is contradictory to the modern day view of man that's being pushed in the educational institutions of the land, and that being that man is nothing more than a complex combination of soupy cells and matter, and that the best thing you can do for yourself and the world around you is to be your authentic self, your true self, to live your reality as you see fit. And that any fault found within you, it's not really a moral problem, but one that can be chalked up to a lack of education, a lack of medication, or a lack of therapy sessions. It's someone else's fault, and those are the limitations that are hindering you from living out your personal truth and reality. These are the answers of a secular worldview, the only answers, and they are damnable. Blame gets passed around, but never owned. Now, I'm not against education or medication or even therapy. They have their place and they're very beneficial, but they do not ultimately solve or fix the problem with humanity. So today's word is absolutely out of step with the world. It is like nails on a chalkboard that make modern man cringe. But that's a good thing, because the world is opposed to God. Our cadence as followers of Christ is to be out of step with the world. So what exactly is this scandalous message? Well, remember that 1 Samuel was written to give a historical account of how kings became the primary players in the life of the people of Israel. So far, we haven't made it to the point when the people asked for a king, but we are getting close. But from this story, the original audience would learn that victory and peace, those things do not come from military might or from religious tokenism. Victory and triumph in life come from God, by God. That God all by himself is able to handle himself, and the way back to God is through repentance. We are not to be asking God to rush to our sides and assist us in our own personal missions, but rather that we need to be rushing away from our personal missions back to God. That is the scandalous message. Seeing, recognizing, confessing, naming, mourning over, and owning your sin and repenting, turning away from it, and following and trusting the Lord. And the Lord stands ready to restore the repentant life, not religious tokenism and voodoo. The repentant heart is the condition of the Lord's restoration. To see this in action, come on back tomorrow. As you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Imwera Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.